The staff is operating in a very dangerous situation. And to give you an idea, especially in the south of the country, 3 Yemen Red Crescent volunteers have been shot dead over the last week. And all of them were killed when they were doing their job, and they were either retrieving the dead bodies or bringing the wounded to the hospitals. And they were shot dead while they were on duty. This is the situation that we are working in at the moment, and it is extremely difficult for our teams, particularly in Aden, to go around and provide the services that are needed. But we are trying our best, and we try to do it through maintaining a contact and a dialogue with all the parties that are fighting, be it the coalition or the clashes that are taking place on the ground in Yemen. And we try to explain to everyone who we are and what do we do, and what our teams are trying to achieve right now. The ICRC has been present in Yemen for a long time now. We have been in the country since 1962. So generally, the people know us, and we are quite well known in the country. We are present in 4 different locations where there is intense fighting taking place. So that's why we are in a relatively stronger position, because we are close to the people, and we try to do whatever we can whenever the situation allows. But as I mentioned earlier, we have already lost 3 Yemen Red Crescent volunteers in 1 week, and this is already an unacceptable cost for us for doing our job.
Is the International Committee of the Red Cross committed to the effort in Yemen? This fight could go on for a long time.
The ICRC is absolutely committed to the situation in Yemen. We have, as I said before, we have been present in Yemen since 1962, because this country has been going through, long years of conflict and drought and more conflict. And now this situation comes on top of the suffering that people have endured for years already. And the resilience of the people is already being eroded because of all these hardships put together. And if the organizations like the ICRC would also leave the country, then there is very little or no hope left for the people. That's why we maintain our presence in the country, and we continue to help people as much as possible, even if the situation lasts for a long time.